There was a time when survival meant fire, shelter, water, listening for the crack of a twig in the dark. But survival sounds different now. It's buzz of a phone at 2 a.m. The tightening in the chest before a meeting. The constant hum of not enough. We call it productivity. We call it ambition. But the body calls it something else. It calls it survival mode. When you live in survival mode, your world shrinks. You don't dream, you calculate. You don't feel, you react. You don't rest, you brace. Because somewhere along the way, you learned that being soft wasn't safe. The slowing down meant falling behind, and your worth depended on how well you endured. But survival mode isn't strength, it's a shield, and shields are heavy. There is a room inside of you where the parts you didn't have time for live. The anger you swallowed, the grief you postponed, the fear you renamed motivation. This is your shadow. Not evil, not broken, just unacknowledged. Shadow work isn't about fixing yourself. It's about turning towards what you've been running away from. It's sitting in the dark long enough for your eyes to adjust. It's asking, what am I protecting? What am I afraid will happen if I stop surviving? Sometimes survival mode began in childhood. Sometimes in heartbreak. Sometimes in a single moment when your nervous system whispers, never again. And you listen. Nature doesn't survive the way we do. A tree doesn't force its growth. It rests in winter. It sheds what it cannot carry. It bends when the storm comes. The forest is not ashamed of decay. Rot becomes soil. Fallen leaves become nourishment. Nothing in nature rushes. Yet everything becomes. When was the last time you felt the ground? Not metaphorically, but literally. Bare feet in the soil, back against the bark, breath sinking with the wind. The nervous system understands this language. Before deadlines, before screens, before the story of not enough, there was rhythm. Sunrise, sunset, inhale, exhale. Shadow work is not dramatic, it's subtle. It's noticing when your jaw tightens. It's choosing to pause instead of react. It's saying, I am safe, even when your body forgets. It's grieving what survival cost you. Because survival mode may have protected you, but it also may have silenced you. And here's the truth. You can honour the part of you that survived without staying in the war. Healing isn't becoming something new. It's remembering who you were before you thought you had to fight to exist. Like nature, you are cyclical. You are allowed winters. You are allowed storms. And you are allowed to shed. And you are allowed to grow without panic. Survival mode says stay alert. Shadow work says look within. Nature says you belong. And maybe the real healing is learning that you were never separate from the earth beneath you. You were never meant to survive alone. You are not behind. You are becoming.